This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Ennies, E-N-N-E-S, date of birth 11/19/1928. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ennies with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 9th of 2024, and her weight is down 8 pounds since her last visit. She's feeling well today. No more falls in the loop recorder that she has implanted has not reported any cardiac events either. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide. It's 12.5 milligram daily. Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure 130 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 11th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.22, estimated GFR 41, and this is stable. Albumin 4.2, calcium slightly elevated 10.5. She's not taking any calcium supplements currently. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.1. Hemoglobin is 12.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, well-controlled and at goal. Three, bilaterally small kidneys. Four, history of atrial fibrillation, currently stable. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.